I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope, Discover does it automatically. Seriously though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Whether you're searching for that latest sneaker, the iconic handbag, a timeless watch, or your next piece of classic jewelry, eBay authenticators are there verifying every detail of your purchase. Yep, we're talking each inch, stitch, tick, facet, and clasp that makes the piece you're searching for worthy of your collection. eBay's authenticators are experts in their craft, true connoisseurs, and as leaders in their fields, they're making sure your items always arrive as authentic as your style. So go ahead, get that piece you always wanted, and leave it up to the meticulous eyes of an eBay authenticator to make sure that watch movement is original, that glimmer is real gold, that rare sneaker is legit, or that handbag is really made of genuine leather, and never get faked over again. In a world full of fakes, it's time to get real with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Everyone deserves real. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Here we are. Yeah, that's what I want. What's poppin', people? Welcome back to another episode of Say Less with Kaz, Loki,
whatever,
and Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
What is wrong with you today?
Nothing. I'm actually in a great mood.
A great mood.
I'm in a great mood today.
I'm actually in a fantastic mood. It's a Monday. Wish it was a Sunday. Monday was Monday.
I should have stayed home. Sunday.
Nah, I'm in a good mood today, man.
Nah, me too. Me too.
How was your week, man? What happened to you, Rosie? So,
Oh, yeah. What happened on the train?
So, I don't know. I like to be very, upfront with the people listening to the show.
Transparent?
Yeah, transparent. That's the word. Okay. So, we just did an episode with Melvin Gregg and Cinque Walls, which was great. Rosie was a little late. She was like, can't wait to tell you what happened to me on the way to the show. So,
floor is yours, my G. What happened on the one train on the way down to Bleecker Street?
A lot. First of all, I was running slow as fuck. I was running on like a Sunday schedule. I don't know what that was about.
Okay.
And then I was telling you guys, I was airdropping some men.
Airdropping random guys on the train, yes.
I was trying to get to a specific person.
Okay.
So I just started airdropping people, and then I just narrowed it down because as people are getting off,
okay,
right,
the airdrop gets, you know, lower. So I found out which man it was. So I'm airdropping him memes. And then I'm like, damn, now what?
Talk to him?
Well, I airdropped him my number.
Scared.
Oh, okay.
You airdropped him your number?
I had to, because how else am I going to talk to him?
You could go up to him and say, what happened?
Because he was sitting like where that WrestleMania chair is, right? Mm-hmm. So he's finally like, after he figured out it was me, he goes, like, he looks up at me and he points at his phone and he starts laughing like, is that you? And I'm just laughing because I'm childish. So then I just put my contact card.
That's how y'all flirt.
That was me flirting.
I was about to say, like, what is?
What was that?
The era of airdrop. I missed the era of airdrop flirting. I did not.
No, I've never done that. I've never done that.
No, I know it's a thing.
I just didn't know how to do it. How to get to him?
Wait. So this is a thing, though, right? Like,
no, I know it's a thing. I just never did it.
No, I never did it either. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it passed. I missed the era.
We missed the window
of airdrop flirting. Right. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing. I just did it.
Oh,
I just did it randomly. So, okay, I was just trying to figure out how to communicate, I didn't know if he's airdrop.
I've definitely had like a unreceived.
Received.
I've definitely received a random airdrop like in a public place.
Me too.
Like in a crowded area.
Not in a flirty.
I didn't. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know people use that to flirt.
I don't think it's a thing. I think it was me.
No.
Oh.
So wait,
because I've never heard of that. When I told my friends in the group chat I was doing that, they're like, yo, what's wrong with you? So I was like, I don't know how to talk to him.
So Rosie, all right, so you were sitting here, he was sitting right where the WrestleMania is.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you not just go up and say, hey?
Because it's weird, and it was a packed train. Like, I didn't want people hearing me.
So you embarrassed yourself through your
iPhone. Wait, how
I got his number.
That doesn't,
yeah, like, I don't.
How did that, How did that hold up your train? The train was just slow?
It
was just
No, the train was...
That's why you were late?
The train was running on like a weird schedule. Yeah, it was weird as fuck.
So you decided to kill time by flirting.
I just didn't know what else to do.
That's how long... Okay, now I hear.
Because I'm sitting there and I'm like...
Yeah, you're weird. You're a weirdo.
We're like on 116th and it's not moving. It just kept, like, at every stop, it just stayed.
I bet you that nigga wasn't even
that
cute either.
I bet you he wasn't.
Wow, that was some hating ass shit. Lowe's like, I'm a real hater. I'm going to say this man wasn't even cute.
That nigga wasn't even cute.
Yeah, I bet he wasn't even like that.
If the train was on express mode, she probably wouldn't have did it.
You're right. I was bored.
Thank you. That nigga wasn't that cute. That's my point.
It was one of those trains where... Well, Lowe, you don't ride the train anymore. Lowe probably gets me.
No, I don't.
You know when it stops at a stop, but it doesn't leave immediately? It was doing that at every stop. I think there was a train like immediately in front of it or something. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, so I was just like, fuck. So when he got on, I was like,
I know those
he's
trains.
Cute.
Yeah, I know those trains.
Damn. I'm never going on another train. Because
I left on time.
I'm never going on another train again, yo.
He was cute. After
this week?
Look, he was cute.
Let me see.
After the air.
Oh, get off it, nigga.
Oh, get off it, nigga. What?
He was cute.
Did you not look outside
this
week?
Look at Lowe trying to hate.
Oh, nigga. All
right. Wow. And I'm crazy for saying Nikola Jokic game ain't
you
cute.
You said that shit in a weird-ass manner.
And also, it had nothing to do with it. It had nothing to do with, like,
his
what
game
you
ain't,
said. It was
his
like,
game ain't cute.
Not how you said it. It was just...
It's what you said.
Game ain't cute, bro.
We both looked at you. We were like,
y'all
know
exactly.
Bro,
you know exactly
I said for 2 minutes, like, is this
you know exactly
serious?
What I meant. Knew exactly. Any person who's watched him play basketball.
I knew what you were trying to say.
Knows exactly what I'm saying.
I knew what you were trying to say.
He doesn't play the game in a level that's aesthetically pleasing enough for the casual
if
eye.
You said it like that, I'd be like, yeah, you're right.
Why can't I just say cute?
Because why?
Because it's easy and succinct.
LeBron game so cute.
It's aesthetically
Kobe game so cute.
That's what I'm saying.
Michael game was so cute. Yeah. No, nigga, that's not how you say
Steph,
it. It's
Steph
aesthetically
played
a, pleasing.
Steph played the cutest basketball ever.
All right, man, we doing
it ain't
this.
Ain't nothing cuter than Steph.
I just saw Jake.
You be doing this shit.
Steph don't have the cutest game ever. Steph don't be like, ooh.
Who's that? Steph?
Back to, ooh, what's the thing? What's this? He was doing this. You mean to tell me this shit ain't cute? Steph was hitting threes. And going,
I hate where our culture is. I hate where our culture is done.
You act like I don't know. Act like I'm speaking Spanish. You said
no, but wait. I have a question.
Steph got the cutest game I've ever seen.
Stop
yo.
Saying it's cute. It is mad cute. Oh my god. Graceful too. Graceful.
Nigga saying
everything
got a
he does
game.
Looks. No, because everything he does looks so effortless.
Effortless. It's
effortless.
It's
cute.
Just say
it's
that.
Effortless.
Steffortless.
Say it.
Oh I love it.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Everything Jokic does looks fucking difficult. Like he looks like it looks like he's
it
laboring out. Like,
it looks mad complicated.
But yeah, but like he's probably like 30 times the athlete I'll ever be. I'm just saying the way it
clearly,
looks.
Clearly.
Just look. Well, clear, oh, shit. Tell that to the rest of the NBA too. Yeah. I'm like I'm in pretty good company.
I get what you're saying. It just sounds funny. That's all.
Steph game is adorable. You kidding me?
Okay.
That's because he's adorable. That's because he's adorable.
Okay. All right. So then all right. Why are you patting your thighs like that?
Yo. Jokic is like glum, 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 glum.
Wait, all right, let me ask.
That sounds like the Stay Puft
marshmallow
man walking.
Yo, you made him sound like Shrek.
Just lumbering down the hall.
No, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Like a real life ogre.
It's like a runaway fucking train that's just not
Who has an adorable rap game?
Who's got cute bars? Well, here's the thing. There's enough women MCs now. Oh my God, they got some cute. Doesn't cute bars.
No,
like,
just based on how you explain it, like in NBA. That's what I was
saying. Oh, like whose bars is like dainty?
Oh, so cute. Got that's dainty a cute bar. That's a cute bar.
You gotta say Drake.
You gotta do the dainty dance. It's Drake. Yeah, Drake is the king of the dainty bar.
Drake says everything's so
cute. You kidding me?
He says everything's so cute. Nothing's aggressive about Drake.
No. Drake has since, like, I think at one point in Drake's career,
right.
Like, the majority of his music was mad cute. Like, it was just nothing but... Like,
What was that?
I don't know. Dude, I just made up a sound.
Yeah, okay. That was the cute sound.
But nah, Drake is definitely got, he's got some aggressive bars now.
Why did you turn into Bill Cosby?
Like, I mean, you know, there was a time.
I know what you're talking about.
There was definitely a time where Drake was very much like the super sensitive, oh my God, he's such a lovery boy type guy.
I think he's still in that pocket.
I'm sure.
Not as much.
Sure,
as much.
Yeah. But, you know, he's definitely, you know. He's
not as cute.
He's gotten a little bit more aggressive in his raps.
Even his aggressive is not aggressive to me. It's still like cute.
I think it took him. He didn't get really aggressive.
It's like the little brother that's trying
to that push his t-shirt.
2017, 2018.
That wasn't aggressive. Y'all think that was aggressive?
No. That changed his tone.
Yeah, his tone.
That his tone changed quick.
I know what you're saying. You're saying like the style of raps, like what he's rapping about.
Yeah.
That's
what
I'm saying. That's why Steph
tone,
is like,
that tone changed.
That's the.
What the fuck is going on?
All right,
on?
So since we're talking about the NBA shit right now, this young lady has been tweeting for, what, five days?
Six days.
Was her Maura Mills?
Mariah Mills.
Mariah Mills. So the story goes is this.
Okay.
Zion Williamson announced that he's having a baby with his current girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Everybody reacts, congratulations, it's dope, you know, this and a third. This porn star who tries to act like she's an artist or tries to be classified as an artist, she's a porn star, comes out and says, just goes on this barrage of fucking tweets about, you know, Zion has paid for my rent, Zion is giving me $20,000 every month.
Good, but why are you fucking up your bag? Shut up.
Bro, fuck the bag up. And this has been going on for 5 days. Like, she's just been relentlessly tweeting, adding this nigga, you know, exposing conversations via Snapchat. Also, if you're a man that you love and you claim a relationship with, if y'all communicating through Snapchat, that's not your nigga. But continuing on, she was just like, I can't believe you did this. You lied to me. You know, I did this with you. You recorded me. Just giving us the play-by-play of their relationship.
Oh, she said all that?
Nigga, like 5 days straight.
I didn't see it. Let me see.
Pull up the tweets. 5 days straight.
Oh, she's never getting that dick again. She fucked up.
And Zion's playing this shit cool.
She ain't getting no money no more. She ain't getting no dick. She's not getting shit.
He's doing like, you know, school situations where he's donating $250,000 to a school in New Orleans. He's texting her like, yo, please take this shit down. We'll talk this, that, and the third. And she's exposing the conversations. Like, she's just going in.
He's never going to text her again.
You know what's crazy?
He's like, I don't want this to come out.
I hope not.
You know what's crazy? Well, how old is Mariah Mills? How old is she?
Why?
I think she's a little. I don't know. Like 30,
she's got to be. She's got to be what? Late 20s, maybe early 30s.
Like early 30s.
Maybe 30s. A lot of these women.
Bless you.
Bless you.
You got any? 32, you got any thick white girls that will have fun with
Zion? Zion's what, like 26, 25?
26. You think Zion is 26, 25?
No, how old is he?
How old is Zion Williamson, Jake?
Where are you going with
Jake
this?
Jake has got to be, Zion has got to be what, 22, 21?
My fault, yeah.
This man's a child, yo. 22 years old.
And she's 30?
This man's a child.
What's that mean?
She's what?
She's over here.
10 years.
For 6 days, tweeting, doing all this over a 22-year-old, like...
Who probably dicked her down.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
No, she's literally giving us the play-by-play of what they've been doing.
I never intended to
He don't look like a child. Zion.
I mean, he don't look like a child.
See?
That sounds, he look like a grown-ass man.
That sounds crazy if you switch the genders. That sounds crazy if you switch the genders.
Crazy.
That is insane. That's the thing about...
Crazy.
It's not insane.
Crazy.
You just made my point for me.
He does not.
Insane.
Look. No.
I can't even pretend to say.
I'm not even going to try to say this shit. Can I explain? There's certain men that look like children.
Mm.
Like, even if they're older, they look like kids.
Yeah.
Even Steph. We're just talking about Steph Curry. Mm. He looks young as shit. He looks like a baby.
He does. Mm-hmm.
But then you got a Zion who looks like he's LeBron age.
Mm-hmm.
Zion look old as shit. I didn't know he was 22.
Rosa, you are not making this easier.
You really are. You are not making a case right now.
I'm not trying to make it easier. I'm on nobody's side here. I'm just saying.
I'm like, what are you trying to make a point?
Let me make a point.
I'm not even trying to make a point.
Some dudes really look.
Because you brought up age, and I'm like, Sometimes people don't look their
age. It's crazy. I just think it's wild how like nobody ever takes this dude's age into any of this. Yeah. Like
I didn't know she was 32.
Giving away, she's doing unleashing screenshot, doing all this wild like
all this information.
I love
hey. Huh?
Hey, you got any thick white girls that would have fun with us?
Listen.
What?
You tell me. Anybody who's out there judging Zion, you tell me what a 22-year-old's text messages look like to a girl that's giving him lots of sex. And, oh, yeah, he's worth like $100 million.
And, oh, like, yeah, by the way.
His pockets are deep.
I don't think anybody has been like, oh, man, what Zion is such a... I don't think anybody's like...
No one's shaming a nigga. Like, it's happened. Like, this is a regular story.
Yeah, like, whatever's happened with him and his shorty that, you know, this and that for the pregnancy, like, I think that's the only issue there. I mean, but again, I never needed to know any of this ever about Zion. I just think it's hilarious how, like, nobody ever just factors in this guy's age, because if the shoe was on the other foot,
like, this nigga, and if it was some 22-year-old
woman, like, who was getting, like, screenshots and all this crazy shit from some 30-something-year-old man, talk about some, you love me and
you lied to me. Like, it's, the roles are supposed to be reversed. Like, right. Nigga, like, the 22-year-old is supposed to be acting like this.
I have a little bit more grace for Zion, man. Like, it's not...
Bro, like, it's happened to so many NBA players. Like, all right, cool, you got caught up. You was fucking with a thought, this, that, and the third or whatever, and you tried to clean it up, and now you got the baby coming on the way, which is not a bad thing. You're in a relationship. That's cool, but... Also, you got to understand who the fuck you're laying with. Like, this, bro, she was on Wendy Williams talking about, how do I make friends?
I mean, listen.
You saw that clip?
Listen, if I had a dollar.
How do I make friends?
If you had a dollar, Lo, if you had a dollar for every time you thought you knew a woman before you slept with them. Exactly. Like, I'm not going to judge Zion
I'm not judging him. No,
man.
I'm not judging him at all.
I just hate that that's like the story for him now.
I get what you're
saying. Dude should just, like, we should just be worrying about dude getting like right and getting back on the court and playing basketball.
Summer league or doing shit like that. This shouldn't be a story on fucking First Take or Undisputed, whatever the case
is. I don't think it was, but I mean.
It's going to get there. Let's look at this. It's sick.
It's a little.
Is that him?
No, she's the gray.
No, she's the blue.
Oh, these are new. Oh, I didn't see
this. This is the hold on, wait.
This is new? 16 minutes ago.
Yeah, she's not stopping.
She hasn't stopped yet.
She's not stopping.
What does this say?
Oh, no, man.
It's reading the Bible. Turn this shit off. We ain't. So, Denver loses tonight. Or Miami wins.
Well,
where are we at?
Here's the thing. By the time this is over,
we'll know the outcome.
We'll know the outcome, whether Miami made off with an incredible comeback or Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets handled business.
The ugly game.
I just think, and this was the conversation I was trying to have before y'all niggas jumped there on my throat about using the word cute.
Rub this the wrong way.
I didn't rub y'all at all, actually.
All right, we'll pause. That was cute.
I was just saying how... The NBA is going to, like, market this guy now, right? Because you kind of have to, right?
Without question.
Like, I remember when Kawhi won that title in Toronto, mm-hmm. and, like, he wasn't necessarily the most, like, out there dude, but, like, they still marketed him. They turned him into, like, the fun guy and, you know, all, like, the memes and the slow laugh and the ha-ha-ha, like, and all that.
There were moments around him in, like, that situation, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm like, are they going to... Like, I think they're going to, like, lean into the fact that Jokic is so, like, I don't care much about this, that.
I think that's the story that you build around him. Is like, the fact that he's so good at what he does. He's such a fucking prolific, you know, potent player. But yet, he has this personality, like, I really don't want to be here.
Like, if he was Jokic, like, if he was a Jokic agent, who's the first phone call you make after you just win the NBA championship? Listen, man, Jokic, I know you don't like doing a bunch of shit, but listen, you're a marquee name now. The NBA wants to market you.
That's a good question.
Literally do whatever you want, Jokic.
If I'm his agent,
Jokic is like, okay, just this one time,
If I'm his agent and they just win the NBA championship, who do I call?
Now, here's the thing, right? Damn, do you call a sneaker company? Like, is Nike? Is Nike? I don't know what nah. Jokic wears, but
nah.
Are you making a sneaker company commercial with them?
Nah.
Probably not, nah, right?
Nope.
Like, if you he wears Nikes, Jordans.
Does he have? He's Jordan.
What's his? Yeah.
Is he Jordan brand?
What sneaker brand is he wearing?
Is he Jumpman?
Okay. All right. Cool. All right, so
you already got that. You got
Nike on the phone. Be like, listen, Nike, we going. Do you think, damn, all right, so, wow, that is true. He's the only MVP without a signature shoe. Well, there's a lot of reasons for that.
I mean,
there's a lot of reasons for that.
We didn't even know what kind of shoes he wears.
We didn't know that.
Nobody pays attention.
Yeah. But, okay, that's it right there.
Does he need to be a
No, he
a
doesn't need
superstar?
To be anything.
Does he need to be, like, so then Listen, why, he doesn't why need is, to be why anything. Is this conversation so no. much? Like, no, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying, like, the revolving conversation around him is like, he's not marketable. He's not a personality. He doesn't have the flair, this, that, and the third. And that's fine. Like, but so why is the conversation he needs to be? Or
he doesn't need to be anything. I'm just saying, if you have this opportunity in front of you, like, just how do you, like, how would you do it?
I don't think you do.
Like, I think.
I literally don't think you do.
Like, I think if I'm his agent, the first thing I do is I play into, like, clocking out. Like, the first person I'll call, Slack.
They still have
call
that?
Slack. You know Slack?
No, I know. Yeah.
Slack is like a working. It's
it's an app.
I would, anything that had to do with clocking in and clocking out, and just leaning into the fact that, like, the NBA just job.
So, I'm calling.
I'll call Workday.
I'm calling Nike.
Okay.
To make a commercial.
But you know Nike not so, like, you know he ain't gonna move no Air Jokic's.
But they're playing into the conversation of him just being the 9-to-5 guy.
Okay.
Right? So if I'm him and I'm his agent.
Do you get the horseshoes?
No. construction worker, right? The top, like, you see him doing whatever he does outside, whatever, clocking in, putting the construction hat on, coming to work. Then leaving with the NBA trophy, putting his work ticket into the machine, and walking out. Like, you're playing into this nigga that's boring but gets the job done. That's who he is. I'm a 9-to-5 guy that goes to work, bombs on niggas, dominates. I'm the best at my job. It's boring. That's the message that they're portraying.
It's gotta be something else, man. It's gotta be something out there.
He's like, boring. Maybe
the suits.
The 9-to-5 guy doesn't want to be there.
You want to wear his business suit like Jokic?
I think that's racist that we say that we use that.
Is that is it?
I think it is.
Is it? I hope it's not.
I don't know. I thought I was
probably highly offensive.
I thought I was that's highly offensive.
Probably offensive.
Yeah, it's highly offensive.
I thought I was nailing the impression.
You were, but it's just highly offensive.
To us, not to them.
To the Jokic brothers.
It's like Nikola Jokic, you just scored the most points in NBA playoff history and most rebounds and everything.
I went to go right.
You broke every record.
I went to play my game.
And he'd be like, no, don't care much. Just hope we win.
He doesn't, bro. That nigga, he does not care.
He's like, how does that make you feel? It's like, me personally, honestly, don't care. Don't know.
That nigga. Does not. I'm telling you, he don't give a fuck, bro.
I love him though, man.
This is a side job for him.
Kind of reminds me of I'm just here so I don't get fined.
It's Marshawn.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
But Marshawn cares.
So that's the thing.
But
right?
He didn't like interviews.
That's the funny thing about Marshawn. That's why I think about like this Jokic thing is that's gonna have to come eventually because. You can be all I don't talk, I don't do this, I'm just talking as much as you want. But once you win a championship. Everything changes. Like once they won the Super Bowl in Seattle, Marshawn and had the Beast Quake, Legion of Boom, all that type of shit. Like he became a household name.
But see, the thing is, Marshawn has a personality, and we know that, and we've seen that,
know that now.
No. But we saw it through like little bits and pieces, right? And then it finally fully came out, and we're like, oh, like this nigga's funny as shit. You worked with him. Yeah. You worked side by side with him. And you saw a different side of him. So
Jokic in a movie, yo, tomorrow.
I just don't think we need a face from. Like, we don't need things from him. That man is a great. Phenomenal basketball player. I don't give a fuck about this nigga's personality because clearly he don't want nothing to do with anything outside of basketball. That's he don't want. I'm on the court. I done got two consecutive MVPs back to back. Now I'm about to win a championship with my team. I did my job. Clocked in. clocked out, 9 to 5.
No, he's probably gonna do.
And he's admitted, I don't really care about basketball.
He's gonna have like a horse that owns like the Kentucky Derby or some shit.
Bro, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like he's gonna
I
have,
would
like,
not be surprised.
He's gonna be like, I just invest in the horse and I've best horse in all of Serbia.
I would not be surprised.
I've best horse in all of planets.
That's where that money's gonna go. To the best breed for the Kentucky Derby.
My horse better than the door.
I totally respect it, man.
Nothing better than me.
Did y'all dive into this this
that
air
was
from last week?
Yeah.
That's elephant.
That was offensive, my fault. So this was crazy. So I was driving my brother to the airport. Last Monday. I was driving my brother to the airport and I just seen like, you know, if you're driving the New Jersey Turnpike on the way to Newark, eventually it becomes like sort of like it goes elevated
yeah.
in the air.
Yeah.
So I'm driving up it, and I just seen, like, the sky just kept getting whiter and whiter. And I'm like, yo, it's foggy as hell out here. And then, like, I was smelling, like, it smelled like burnt, like, firewood or charcoal or, like, stuff like that. I'm just like, what the fuck is
it? It smelled like, when you're burning wood
yeah,
in a fireplace. And it's like.
And, you know, we come to find out that there was, like, something 400 wildfires happening in Canada,
like spread across
right now, spread across the entire border. Mm-hmm. Which is nuts. Oh, it's a visual, by the way, and mm-hmm. crazy that that's even happening. But apparently, everybody I talked to Los Angeles was like, oh, yeah, that shit happens all the time. I'm like, nigga, what?
That's normal to them.
I'm like, this has been happening. I was like, yeah, it's like it's fire season. I'm like, what the. There's a fire season? I'm
it's like bro,
what the hell was this?
I thought it was only like wedding season. No, it's fire season, my nigga?
They was like, yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, in the wild, in the West Woods, like.
But see, like, that's more normal out there for them. Like, that's not normal for us.
Exactly, because, like, our planet's, like, melting. Like, our planet's, like, all fucked up. Like, the climate's fucked up. Like, it's been fucked up, which is why, like, all these like stupid occurrences that happen on the East Coast that usually don't happen on the West Coast that happen because everything's sort of like
discombobulated, yeah.
Yeah, like whether it's ozone layers being less protective than they used to be, all the bullshit that we put in our air and mm-hmm. not going whatever green, like I forgot what the exact term for it is, but I think in layman's terms, like we're like 30 years away from all this damage being like irreversible or some shit.
You know,
like that.
Yo, you know that they said like in maybe like 20 to 30 years, like the island, like Manhattan is sinking.
Oh, Manhattan's sinking right now.
It's sinking, yeah. Sinking
there's too
right
many
now.
Buildings on here. Like it's sinking like that's, a foot, like I don't know, like an inch
I forgot,
a year or something.
I forgot,
like
I forgot
that.
The ratio of it, but they were like in like 20 to 30 years, like this shit might be underwater.
It's gonna be, it's gonna be like, they're gonna turn it into, what you call it? Venice. Like where it's just like, yeah,
that shit is crazy.
It's nuts, bro. But that the smoke was like, it was fucked up because like if you didn't have the internet, like could you imagine like what life is like getting that type of news before like you had an iPhone, before like you had any sort of internet, before you had any news? Like there was people, like there was motherfuckers like before TV where it's like, yo, there's just like it's fire season, and like the sky is just it looked like the end of the world. Like if you would have told me like. The apocalypse is coming, I'd have been like,
bro,
it was a good run. We were here.
Just like if you're listening to this podcast and you're probably like, you know, based in New York or whatever the case is, and if you're not, we're going to detail what this shit really looked like because we had no idea what the fuck was going on.
This podcast is brought to you by American Express. Being an Amex member means I'm always looking forward to game day, no matter who's playing. Whether it's my team getting myself stressed out and going crazy and yelling at the TV, or going to the game and just getting into the atmosphere with the craziest fans in the world. Before I get in there, though, I always got to grab me a little bite, get me something to eat to calm my nerves down, get me a little drink. And then as soon as I get into my seat, all bets are off. But I can't do that without getting in with the Amex first. With American Express, you are a member when every day is game day. American Express, don't live life without it. Mondays, 8-7 Central on VH1, Black Ink Crew is back-to-back and United in Ink on Monday nights. First, on Black Ink Crew New York, with Caesar leaving the shop, Puma steps up to lead and rebuild their legacy, while Ted works to secure his own. Bay sets up her own shop, while Rock and Crystal rethink marriage. Then, on Black Ink LA, Kat is preparing to birth a new shop in Beverly Hills and a new baby. Meanwhile, in Compton, KP's dreams of ink and music seem to be fading, and having it all is harder than ever. With group dynamics shifting and revelations changing relationships, can OGs and new artists create as a unit? Two cities, one night, united in ink. Black Ink Crew, New York and Black Ink Crew LA, all new Mondays at 8, 7 Central on VH1.
Right.
So in my building, it was just like a cloud of yellow. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? So we go downstairs, like, we're doing grocery shopping, me and my girl, and, like, you're breathing this shit in. And we're like, all right, first day, we're like, it's not going to be that bad. Nigga, the second day, like, when they really said, like, yo, like, stay the fuck in your house. People walking around with masks on. You would have thought it was, like, the pandemic just with a yellow sky.
I mean, at this point, it was bad. At this point, how many world altering things have New Yorkers been through in the past like 30 years?
World Trade, the 9/11.
was 9/11 the first like?
We had the blackout.
That's what started.
I think the blackout was like the first.
There was a World Trade Center bombing Sandy. First.
There was the bombing in 94, which was like
Then it was the blackout. Then it was...
Which blackout? We had a blackout like two summers straight.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, those like world... Like,
there was that summer blackout when it was, like, off for, like 6 days. Was it 6 days?
Everybody was outside.
It was during the summer, so...
Everybody was outside.
Yeah. Not gonna hold you, man.
Having a party.
It's weird, like... I couldn't even imagine what a blackout would be like in 2020. It's hard to like really put into words like what the blackout was for folks who hadn't lived before.
Yeah, yeah.
This highly technical age that we're in, as far as like
2005 I think it'd be way more crazy because people.
I think there'd be way more panic.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there'd be way more panic if there was like a blackout. Because people couldn't
get information. Yeah. So like when people can't get information, there's this thing like there's this absence of like. Knowledge. It's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Back then, like in the 90s, whatever, niggas was like, all right, fuck it. Like,
yeah, like we all just went outside.
It was like, are we cool?
And you know, like people were playing in the hydrants.
Like drinking like drinking water, eating ice cream. Yeah, just, like, you know,
you had to
chilling.
Eat ice cream because the shit was going bad. Yeah.
So like we were just chilling. Now it's just like, wait, what? I can't what? Who? Nah, like bro, like survive.
We had that. We had Sandy. We had
Sandy was in Jersey.
No.
Sandy?
Yeah, here. Sandy hit here too because
Remember
under 34th Street there was no power.
I was about to say there was no power. It was like all
that
flooded.
That shit looked like a zombie apocalypse. Because I lived on 14th Street. Yeah. I lived on 18th Street when that happened. Uh-huh. So we had no power.
Right.
And you went outside, like picture a blackout, but like with water and trees everywhere. Yeah, yeah. So we went downstairs and everybody just looked like
I was living. I was living on 123rd around.
Oh, so you still have power.
So I still.
Yeah, you were good.
So people came to our crib because we had. But I just vividly remember like, from, if you were like in the middles of like between eighth and like sixth,
Frederick Douglass and
Ave, you had power. But anything to the extreme east or the extreme west was just dark and water.
Wow.
Like so, it just really felt like, oh damn, this is what. A flood, like as New York keeps sinking, because like we're built the island of Manhattan, like built on like on the incline, that those east and west parts of Manhattan would sink first, and just seeing like if you went past like 9th Ave, it was just water, it was just water and darkness, and if you went past like 3rd Ave, it was just water and darkness.
Well, the thing with Sandy was too, like they warned us.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody took that shit serious. Like, they warned us. They were like, you know, it's going to be bad. Stock up. I lived with two of my roommates at the time.
Yeah.
You think we took that shit serious? We didn't go grocery
nobody
shopping.
Did.
We didn't. We had a party that night.
Nobody
and then the lights
did.
Really went out, and we were all fucked up. Like, yo, what are we about to do? And that's when they started, breaking into all the stores on 14th and 34th.
Let me ask y'all, what do you think 9/11 will look like today?
Why would you?
No. I'm just saying. No. We're talking
dark.
About. No, we're. No,
that
no,
is
we're
dark.
Are we not talking about like
why you always look for help
in New York?
You picked the wrong guy to
I'm about to say, like, what? Jake.
You just looking for somebody. No. Jake, what about Jake? Jake. No, Jake. What you think?
Y'all always do.
What would 9/11 look like to say?
How do you think?
What? Terrible?
You felt it, right? You felt it. I was like, actually, my dad's a 9/11 survivor.
I didn't know. I didn't know. See, don't do that. That's not cool. That's not cool. Don't do that.
Don't cool. You did it.
I didn't know. All right, but that's not cool. Don't, like, you acting like I did that on purpose.
He said, actually, my dad's a...
It's all
right,
man.
Jake, you fooled me, right? Okay, actually, okay. My dad was a firefighter during 9/11. Damn.
Because I...
Huh?
When I calmed down about that dialogue.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I apologize. My fault.
As I was about to say, I'm like,
y'all knew?
No, but we're not gonna ask. Hey, y'all.
Hey, what would 9/11 be like today? What?
No, I'm not Jack Austin. That's not cool.
No, because I didn't. You feel me, right?
I didn't know. No.
Like, yo, the next time, like, an actual disaster life happens.
All right, cool. Yeah, got it.
What would it be like today if millions of people died right in front of you and we had to walk from 116th all the way uptown to Queens?
Yo, Rosie, what would happen if, right, like, if you was just at work and just a fucking plane just go bomb?
Oh, my God. And I'm on the 100th floor. I don't know what to do.
And he's like, yo, do I run for it or do I jump for it?
Damn,
son.
Y'all got it.
Then all the trains is down. Am I walking home? How am I getting home?
Y'all made your point.
Nah, I mean.
All right, y'all made your point.
Damn.
Yeah, I made your point.
Podcasts have gone too far.
I'm just walking past and I see people just fucking jumping out of buildings.
Now y'all sound corny. Y'all made your point. Y'all sound corny now. All right, you dragged it.
When we do the rise and fall of hip hop podcast in like 10 years.
Now you dragged.
Whenever podcasts go too far, this is gonna be in the montage.
Go too far. Like, never mind. No, y'all got it.
This is going to be the point at the Say Less podcast. It's like we've officially potted for
like
too long.
9/11, though?
All of our mics.
Hey, fellas.
This is worse than hey, fellas.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah. Hey, fellas.
Hey, low.
Man like steak.
How would you feel?
Hey, man like steak and chicken. Now. Hey, fellas.
Yo, Benson saying that was fucking. Listen,
if Benson wasn't laughing his ass off,
I would have walked out.
I would have stopped a long time ago. I'm sorry.
I do want to know more about that, though, Benson.
I do love a good unfortunately time joke, yo. That's my favorite type of humor, by the way.
What?
Like, you ever like talking to somebody and be like, God damn. I fucking hate bulldogs, right? And it's like, yo, actually, my mother was mauled by a bulldog. Like, that's my favorite humor when someone's like, man, I fucking hate motherfuckers in Yankee hats. And then,
yo,
like,
I just watched a Seinfeld episode where he was like, I hate people that own ponies. And she was like, I owned a pony. And like, I own one. And then she died. The next day, Jerry was
dark.
Like, so it's my fault.
It's got to be dark, though. Like, if it's like a minor inconvenience, it's like, oh, all right. But if it's some shit where it's like, yeah, I know, right? Those blacks, I'm telling you. And it's like, well, actually, my wife
is black
and actually she's the captain of your station. Yo, or whatever the fuck. It's a
I just literally watched that Seinfeld episode. That shit was hilarious.
Oh, damn. All right, well, little apologize to all the survivors. I'm joking. Lo has completely checked out. All right,
I'm done.
All right, it's time to. All right, this is what we do when Lo checks out.
I love that voice.
Which one?
This one.
Yeah, I like this
it's
one.
It's like old school.
I feel like
rap video.
I feel like I'm yelling that Lo from across the hall with this.
I like it.
We got some. This is the perfect.
Is this what Meek Mill's used?
This is what Meek Mill hears all the time. Hold on, man. Hip Hop 50, a lot of Hip Hop 50 concerts going on. This is a perfect way to use this microphone, by the way. Hot 97 just announced they're putting together a Hip Hop 50 Forever
concert at Madison Square Garden, starring Funkmaster Flex, Wu-Tang Clan, Mary J. Blige, EPMD, Tyrese, Sean Paul, Mariah Carey, and Maxwell, our special guest.
Does anyone up there confuse you?
Tyrese.
Tyrese, yes. I like, saw Tyrese. I was like, what the fuck is he doing there?
I mean,
sweet lady.
Also,
would you be mine?
There's also a hip hop 50 concert happening at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. That's another incredible card. Jake, pull that up real quick. Let's go through these lineups real quick.
Oh, shit. Run DMC, Snoop Dogg, Lil Wayne,
I can't
Ice
see it.
Cube.
You pull it up a
I'm
little,
sold.
Can you pull up a little bit? It's a lot, the font's very small.
I can't remember the last time Ice Cube performed.
I could see Lil Wayne, Run DMC, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube,
Eve,
T.I., Fat Joe, Common, ASAP Ferg,
Eve Lil Kim.
Lupe
Eve
Fiasco.
Is performing. Guys, I don't remember the last time Eve performed. Or Ice Cube.
Yo, this is crazy. Like, first off,
Ice Cube's gonna be ill.
How crazy, like, we're living. I've always wondered what life would be like when hip hop is my oldies, and we've officially made it.
Yeah.
All right. Like, we officially made it to, you know, nothing but commemorative, straight up hip hop concerts at every. Seems like every major New York venue this year, right? Like, there's Yankee Stadium, there's the Garden now. I'm sure Barclays is doing something or something like that. And it's like watching the Rolling Stones. It's like watching them old ass rock bands that
Ghost
get to
Face,
perform until
Killa.
They're like 50 years old. Cool Herc, Ghostface, Slick Rick, Sugar Hill Gang, Roxanne, Shantae, Grandmaster Caz, Curtis Blow, Clark Kent, Manny Fresh, Marley Marl, Battlecat.
Roxanne, Shantae.
My God, that's a Trina, Kim, Remy. Oh my God, that's a crazy.
What?
Yeah, that is a stadium ready set. That's gonna be fire.
That's gonna be ill.
Shout out Lupe, man.
They had me at Ice Cube.
Yeah. Damn. Like Snoop low key could have did it by himself. Like that's how big Snoop is. They're all like, I'm sure it's gonna be like an ensemble sort of like concert. Yeah. It's not like a I don't think they're all doing like an hour.
I mean you can. Like it doesn't really matter.
Oh yeah.
Because everybody has like they have they sector of the, you know, portion in hip hop that people are gonna appreciate. So it don't matter who goes first or last.
Nah. I just think it's dope that there's, you know, all these concerts that are happening for hip hop 50 year anniversary.
It's like Black History Month right now.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, right? Yeah, yeah. It feels like
after this year is over.
Especially the summer, cause you know.
I mean, at the end of the day, like you still want You know, Nas and Wu-Tang are on tour right now. They're doing this. Hot 97 just announced they shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nas and Wu-Tang are on tour?
Yeah. At Summer Jam, they did the dedication. I think Rakim and the Lox performed. So a lot of these festivals and concerts and events are dedicated to the curation of celebrating 50 years in hip-hop. I know we have... On Apple, we're doing this podcast series with Ebro, where he's like tying in the history of hip hop from like, you know, the new artists to the old artists and like just areas of hip hop, like Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, like shit like that. So like there's a lot of curation about the culture. But at the end of the day, it's just like it shouldn't just be 50 years. It should always be like, here's the history. Here's what we're doing. It concerts should have stuff like this. These things should be happening yearly, not just. Because it's 50. I understand the activation. I understand the recognition of it. But, you know, for hip-hop to be one of the most, if not the most popular genre in the world, I think these things need to happen on a consistent basis. Yeah. I don't want it to stop after this year.
I think it will now, though. I think as funny as it is to sound, like, say out loud, it almost, that nice round number of 50, like solidifies hip hop as like
it's staying power.
It is officially like has its generations now. Now you got great grandfathers, you got the godfathers, you got people currently, you got the people coming.
You got the uncles, nephews, the nieces, the kids, the sons, like it's a family tree. Like hip hop now, not now, but hip hop is.
Yeah, like
now it's like you said,
enough generations have grown up with hip hop that could justify.
There are enough branches
and oldies.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like an entire oldies station just for hip hop.
Just for yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like yeah. Even though that may not sound crazy to a lot of people, but like you know before. The only oldies you would get would be R&B, old
rock and roll,
rock and roll, and like the Light FM station. You
and
know
now,
what I'm saying?
And now we have this.
Now you have this, where it's like, yeah. Oh man, I just want to go and watch Wu-Tang perform all year long.
Or I just want to listen to Run DMC.
Yeah, like
I
want
to listen to Grandmaster Flash. You know? I want to listen to
It's beautiful.
It's
fucking beautiful.
You know, Hip Hop 50 is always a good thing, and like especially means like just you know between all of us that we love hip hop music. It's great that we can go to these big ass venues and watch hip hop be celebrated. Yeah. The fact that we can go to the Garden where the Beatles and U2 and you know all these people rocked and killed and this, that, and the third. Now our culture and our family, you know, through the art and through the music is being celebrated.
Yeah.
It's good that we can go and see and watch people who may not be as familiar as, you know, we are, but to watch our hip hop family at the Garden, to watch our hip hop family at Yankee Stadium. You know what I mean? Like those are the things you live for. Those are the things that when you care about a culture, when you care about an art, you look to just see it celebrated. Cause we celebrate it every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
absolutely. Absolutely tootly bootly.
Well
googly boogly doogly. Googly. Frugly. Flugly.
Here we are.
Now before we say that.
Sorry, thank you. Before we get out of here, I would like to say after this episode, we will be taking a little bit of a break from the podding, unless something incredulous comes up. But it's time for a little bit of a refresh, not just for the podcast, but for my own personal mental health and well-being. Everything is fine. I'm doing great. I'd like to assure people that. I feel like you can't just say I'm taking a mental health break for whatever. It's like, nah, man. Like,
I feel like you should be able to take it.
It is.
Without saying it.
After the season, you know, season's about to wrap up, you know, take a little break from the wrestling stuff. I'm like, man, now's as good a time as ever just to hit the pause button, reshuffle the decks, come back with some cooler, different shit that people that support this podcast and enjoy with. And, you know, for folks that have stuck from episode one to now, man, like, I don't think we've ever really taken a sustained, like,
breather
from this. But right. Everything requires a breather,
shifting, you know, shifting focus, shifting visual aesthetics. And by no means, this is not, we're not splitting up, like, we're not trying to.
No.
Because
you know,
people read into shit. So
not even.
We just need a break. That's
it's
niggas, you know, need a break. Niggas are tired.
The playoffs is once the playoffs is done, I get a little bit of a break from all this other shit and stuff. And you know, it'd be
you need a breather.
And just creatively, I think I'd feel better just about just creating more in general, especially with this show with some time away.
And I'm about to start
traveling,
so like, yeah, I need a little breather too. So
cool.
I gotta start. Get on the road for work. So
word. So appreciate all y'all for supporting as always. Are you guys doing anything this weekend?
What are we doing this weekend? This is Juneteenth popping up.
Juneteenth,
that's next.
Yeah.
That's, wait, is it?
Happy Father's Day to everybody out there, I guess. Or Father's Day weekend.
Yeah. Juneteenth is Monday.
Monday.
Oh, yeah, we Monday. I have off. Yeah, you're right. Juneteenth is Monday. Father's Day is this weekend. So happy Father's Day to my pops. Happy Father's Day to Kaz. Happy Father's Day to Rory.
Yeah.
And happy Father's Day to all my niggas out there that got little C's that you're taking care of, that you're watching out for, growing, loving on. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers all around the world that listen to this show. So we appreciate y'all. And we appreciate your little babies and your little beings and your little kids. So Kaz, you know, take us home.
Like we always do at this time, people, stay free, stay safe, and always say less. We'll be back, y'all. Appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.